Blog Talk Radio.
What would you say to Joe Biden?
The Japanese are involved here.
I see them all over the place. They're great. I hope your husbands are okay with it.
This is deadly stuff.
That's right.
Any chance he forgot about it?
No.
Can I go upstairs and give you a kiss?
No.
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
You have the luxury of not knowing what I know.
No justice?
No.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I put a ban on people coming.
I can't be locked in a room someplace for the next year and just stay and do nothing.
Would you rather have a woman?
No.
We have ended this segment. We're going to move on to the second segment.
Start spreading the news.
We are.
We are back. You know, I'm just going through, you know, that was that blues guitar intro I did, I don't know how long ago. And I thought it'd be funny if we just, you know, started a show and just played just our show intros for the whole show and never actually, and never came on board. You know, we just like, played the intros all hour long and then the show's over.
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean?
I'm feeling that vibe right now, Andy. Yeah, kicking back.
Let me turn this down. 5 days till Christmas.
Ooh, I know.
I don't have a tree. I've done nothing. I don't have a tree. There's nothing indicative here of it not being July, even the temperature outside, actually. It feels like July or June or whatever. There's nothing in the air here that would be indicative of holidays being 5 days away, Christmas and then New Year's. No, nothing.
That's an interesting topic, actually, because you know what? I just noticed, I don't know if it's like personal struggles or, you know, lots going on or whatever it is. I know they play a big part, but I've been feeling like the last few years, I mean, there's been some, you know, traumatic things going on, but I mean, I don't know, I want to say 3 or 4 years, it's been hard to really grasp that kind of festive, joyful essence that it is meant to be about. Like, this year's been weird, just very weird, trying to grasp that. You know, I've been trying to get in the mood watching Christmas movies. I put my tree up earlier, put the lights up, and the lights have been great. They've been comforting, don't get me wrong. But, you know, there's that something lacking in me. And I think once I actually get to Christmas Day, actually on the day, and I start smelling the food, you know, seeing some family, I think then it will start to kick in a little bit. Other than it's not happening.
I haven't done a darn thing. I mean, I've got, you know, I grew up, you know, I've got two daughters, you know, that are 4 years apart and had amazing Christmases from, you know, from their very first Christmas up till, you know, coming home. One's still in college, just came home from break, and the other one lives, not far away down in Santa Monica. And, you know, one's 24, one's 20. And yeah. It's like, I need a Christmas list. We're doing for Christmas. We don't have a tree yet. And it's kind of like they both need money.
Of course.
And I'm like, you know, I don't know. I usually get really good, really expensive, nice gifts, you know, nice cell phones, a computer, a laptop, you know, and then a bunch of other stuff. And I'm like, you know, I'm telling them, like, I need a list. You know, like, what do you guys, you know, what do you? And I'm like, you know, it's not like I don't give money throughout the year. I do. You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So here's more. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't even, I don't know. I'm just like, okay, I don't know. You know, I just.
Yeah.
So a couple of things we should talk about today is how has the last 2 years affected your life? You know, what has the last 2 years been destructive, effective? What have you done? What's different about your life over the last 2 years? And also, how are you feeling about the holidays coming up soon? Our number here is 515-605-9888. Climb on board. Let's talk about that. With our questions being, again, the last 2 years, what kind of impact has that had on your life, if any? And what have you done for those last 2 years? And versus, let's do this, the last 2 years versus the previous four. All right, no, I'm getting that. All right, and also, also, the holidays. You know, again, 60. No, sorry. What's our number, man? 515-605-9888. You can also email us at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. This is the Andy and Amanda Show. Amanda Love happens to be in the UK. I'm in the USA. We're 8,000 miles apart. We're doing this 300 some odd shows. Our first show on the Coast to Coast program, which is, this is Andy Amanda Show on Coast to Coast, was April 15th of 2020. We're now embarking upon our second year. It's been almost 2 years since we've done this now.
Yeah. Amazing.
And it is. 300 some odd shows, 500 some odd shows if you include the repeated shows, you know, the shows that go on and repeat through the weekend or whatever. 23 countries around the world, thousands of listeners and followers that have either chimed in from time to time or follow us, you know who follows any show regularly, but you know, it's been several thousand listeners now. And we're planning on growing the show and taking it to a new horizon, so to speak, on satellite radio, on a broadcast syndicated radio, or a combination thereof, in 2022. That is our goal and objective. We're going to start making some headway there during the first quarter of 2022. So we look forward to making something happen. Or Amanda and I,
absolutely.
If not, Amanda and I are just going to meet up somewhere, get on a sailboat, and sail away and bag it.
Yeah, pretty much. What a ride it's been, though, Andy.
No,
it's been
we could just as easily be sitting in a cafe together over a cup of coffee and having the same conversation, you know. But and the thing is that has kind of been what the impetus of the show is and been about, in that we're not professional broadcasters, we're not columnists, we're not journalists. We're two people. You know, Amanda is a composer and an incredibly talented composer, and also graphic designer. I know you're pushing your music down. I don't blame you, but the truth be told, that you're an amazing graphic designer as well. And,
oh, bless you. Thank you.
And a musician. I've been, you know, I'm a former pilot and I've owned businesses, but the last almost 30 years now have been as a finger picking blues and folk musician, singer, songwriter, with records out and entertaining you folks and loving it and enjoying that partnership that you enabled me to create for the last almost 30 years in playing music. And that's my main gig. And the point being here that Amanda and I are, neither one of us are these professional, you know, Ed, what's his name, or Sean Hannity or Julia Fitzlennon or Julia Child.
Yeah.
Julia Child, we're not chefs. We've talked about recipes.
Yeah.
but we're not, you know, we're not, you know, we're just, you know, flies on the wall having a conversation, which is lend itself somehow to hopefully an entertaining internet talk radio show. And it's been actually quite successful given what the platform and what we're doing and how we do it. And And we couldn't do it without you folks around the world. And, you know, speaking of around the world, we do have on our podcast, this show, and this is for the benefit of people who are joining the show for the first time. Those of you who are followers, you know, have heard us say this before, but we always have new people joining the Andy and Amanda Show, and welcome those folks aboard. When we're, you know, 23 countries all over the world that hear either this on Block Talk Radio as we do it live, or tune in to Block Talk Radio and hear an archived program, or most of which hear the stream, the podcast stream, after the live show is over. And both of those sets, the Block Talk Radio set and the podcast set, are two different audiences.
Yeah.
They're completely different audiences. So the country breakdown on Block Talk Radio is completely different than the country breakdown on iHeartRadio and iTunes and Alexa and Chrome and Spotify and iTunes, you know, all the various platforms, Pandora, all the different platforms that people listen to our podcast on. And again, we have no idea how this all works. We just get on here and we talk and see what happens, and boom, we have some fun. We have some laughs.
Yeah.
We talk about what's important. We talk about issues that I think affect all of us and try to provide some insight into those issues based on fact and truth and looking behind the headlines and talking about that source. And that's pretty much what we have. And it's been a conversation, and we've had special guests come on board throughout the year in various walks of life, from sports to movies and TV and film and music and spirituality and religion and culture and, you know, celebrities and not celebrities alike, and stocks and finance and we and sex, and you know, it's been a great ride, and we're gonna be winding down the show for 2021 Wednesday, where we get to take a break from all this and see where we're at and see what the marketing plan is going to be as we move ahead during our holiday break. And after Wednesday, we come back on board in the new year and see where we go from there, and look forward to that. And we welcome your participation. We welcome your feedback. It's the Andy and Amanda Show at – what's our website? AndyandAmandaShow.com. I mean, you do me a favor. I don't know any of this stuff about what – how do people look into the show beyond getting on the show? What's our social media? What is all that?
Okay, well, actually, I just want to mention about the show. And I've noticed that for anybody who's listening, I've been the one designing the website for our show. And I've noticed that our .net seems to work better on mobile phones than .com.
Okay.
Now, there seems to be a confliction there, because if I load AndyandAmandaShow.com, Amanda and Andy, yeah, Andy and Amanda show at so it's starting. Guys, you know, theshow.com.
Yeah, we do need vacation. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
We do. Yeah. If you bring up that version on our mobile phone, the menu that you have to scroll through doesn't appear. Yet if you put .net, the menu pops up and you can access everything that's been laid out. So that is something that needs to be looked into, which will be done over the holiday period. So, yes, you know, guys, if you're listening, use .net for now if you want to check us out. There you'll be able to see the button you can click live, which takes you straight to Blog Talk Radio to hear our shows and any old playbacks that you want to listen to. We've got a little bit about us, our story, and we've got previous guests, a list of previous guests, and we'll have a section for upcoming guests as well. They'd be listed as they're confirmed. And so our other social media, Instagram seems to be doing very well. We get a lot of interest on Instagram. You can see what we're up to, have a look at the kind of things that we're doing and blah, blah, blah. You know, some news things sometimes on there to keep it a bit interesting. And that's at Andy and Amanda Show. And then we've got our Twitter, which is at Andy and Amanda 2. And we've got our email address for you to contact us on, andyandamandashow@gmail.com. And, yeah, get through to us there, you know, ask us some questions. We will invite you on the show if you want to come on. Andy will send you a personal VIP link. VIPI? No, VIP. VIPI, that's a specific one.
Yes.
He will send you a special link, make you feel so important, and you click on that link. It will take you to our Blog Talk Radio page, where you get the option to connect with us And all you'll need is a headset and a microphone, and make sure that's all up and running. Best things to use is Chrome and Firefox. Those two browsers seem to work better with the show. Anything else just seems to struggle a little. I don't know why, but Blog Talk seem to recommend that, so that's a good thing to do. And yeah, check us out there, and come and interact with us. We want you to do that. You know, it'd be a lot of fun. We want to know what's on your mind, and you know, be nice.
or don't be, or try to call us. We might not want to take your call, which is usually, no, I'm kidding. No, you're always welcome on board. Anybody's welcome on board. And but one thing I just want to add, what we've been doing, I think, which has been working for us, is that there's so many people who live. Although this population is getting smaller, I think, but or maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's getting smaller. That follow the old conspiracy theories, and which are based on non-truths and non-reality and non-science, and people, the anti-vaxxers, nothing works, and don't need masks, and the only thing we ask that if you feel that COVID's not real, if you feel that you don't need a mask, that the vaccines are nothing, or they're injecting microchips into you, or it's a government hoax, or it's a Democratic ploy, or whatever. Whatever, we've heard it all. Unless you have actual, bona fide, verifiable scientific resources and facts to back up what you say, then don't call the show, seriously, because we won't take your call. I mean, we'll talk to you for a second, we'll hang up. You know, a slogan for our show is Truth Radio, and we do try to adhere to that. We're not one of these shows that you hear on Newsmax or Fox that promotes and pontificates conspiracies based on lies and untruths. Yeah. And the question is that journalism? You know, what do you call that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, as well, with the show, what Annie and I have discovered is we've had people call in the past. You know, we've had this interaction and discussion about conspiracy theories, and they've been amazing discussions because it's been interesting to know what other people believe and, you know, where it's come from. However, we have found that a lot of people call in just for us to confirm their belief and not actually discuss it and get to the truth of the matter. Because these people are convinced that what they are coming to us with is the truth, therefore they don't have it open to discussion, and they get aggressive with us, you know, and we try to point out that we are trying to get to the truth of everything. And that's where the conflict has been, and this is why Andy is saying what he is saying, because there is no room for discussion when we discuss things like that, because people do contact you with just the, you know, they're looking for you just to confirm their beliefs. And when it doesn't happen, you know, ego kicks in, aggression starts coming out, and, you know, there's the clashing going on. And, you know, we don't want that on the show.
And then we hang up.
Yeah.
speaking of which, we have a caller now, I think it's lighting up as Mr. Donald Fitzpatrick, calling from the East Coast. Donald, are you on the show?
Yes, I am.
sounds like Cornell Butler to me. You ain't no Irishman.
Does.
No, yes, I am, man. Yes, I am. What you talking about? Hey, man, you're right about the conspiracy theories, guys. Let me take this. I got a question. Is eggs really round?
No. Oval.
They're not. They're oval.
Okay. Why the conspiracy to everybody say, oh, the eggs are round? But they're really not, right?
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. No, yeah. They're not. They're oval, which is completely
oval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Something new on the Andy and Amanda show.
That's a good one.
I know one guy.
Andy and Amanda?
I know a guy who saw a round egg one time, and he
I couldn't believe my eyes.
He couldn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He pooped
it out.
That's like that whole which came first, the chicken or the egg. You know, my grandfather used to ask me that when I was a kid. He's like, okay, Amanda, I got a question for you. I'm like, okay. He said, which came first, the chicken or the egg? And I was like, the chicken. He said, well, where did the egg come from? I was like, okay. No, where did the chicken come from? I said, well, the egg. He said, so where did the egg come from? I said, the chicken. He was sending me round in circles, and I was just like, this is frustrating. I can't answer this question. And
well,
it wasn't
how do chickens have sex?
I've not really studied that.
You know, that's a good question. That is a good question. How does that happen?
Yeah.
I don't think they do.
Just
I don't
like
think they do.
Everything else?
Do they?
Yeah, of course they do. No. Yes. Yes, they do.
No, they do. They actually mate. I don't think
yes.
they do. Do they?
But how?
Let me ask. Hold a second. I got some.
Oh, hang on.
I'm
sure.
You know, we don't use wind. We actually use...
Yes.
Oh, my.
Well, you must have some age. Hey, Andy, you must have some age.
With some cheese.
But, yeah, yes, they do, because there's a rooster. Quite often they put the rooster in with the chickens, and supposedly they can mate, like, multiple times a day. I've heard it's up to, like, between the 20s and 30s or something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
I would love
that
to
is,
see
but...
that.
Well, they do. They,
really?
And they
on top writing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe we can see that on Pornhub.
Oh, my goodness. That's a whole other subject. Animals and... Let's change that.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I
didn't
hit a button.
Yes.
So how you guys die?
Well, I heard some advice.
Yeah,
you know, the roosters get some advice. The roosters get some advice before they get put in the hen with the chicken or whatever they do. And I have there's a counselor that advises those roosters. I don't know if you knew this or not, but we have some. No other show would you get this type of advice to the rooster or whatever the male, you know, whatever they're called there. Let me see if I can find that here. Here's a counseling session. To the male rooster before he gets put in the
It's going
pen.
To have good sex for the rest of their life.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See? So they're looking.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They even get advice from Dr. Roop.
Oh, yes. It sounds like it. Oh, my goodness.
The chicken therapist.
So, hey, Cornell.
Yeah.
I got a question to ask you. We started the show, and
sure.
Again, I want to tell our call-in number is 515-605-9888, if you don't know it, call it. We're going to be taking a break, you know, and Christmas is 5 days from now, and Amanda and I were talking earlier about it. I just have no sensation of that whatsoever, like zero, could be July. But the question that we kind of broached is, how has the last 2 years affected your life, and how has the last two years been different than the 4 years that has preceded it? And what was the other thing? That was it, I think. Anyway,
there was something
think?
Else, but I can't think
what
it was.
Was there?
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
It?
Well, actually, it affected a lot of my social life, and you know, being around people and everything, individuals and all that stuff, but
yeah,
basically my social life, you know, visiting people and all this other stuff. Sometimes I know it's certain people that I know that didn't get the vaccine. I don't
mm-hmm.
really go over their house because, you know, I don't want to take that chance.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
Oh, come on over. It ain't real. Come on over. Yeah, okay. That's why I got vaccinated, okay? So...
Yeah,
I definitely
mm-hmm.
won't be seeing you, and you can't come over my house neither.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's
and,
true
and
though, isn't it?
It is, and I think that we can conclude that to be pretty much the case since the onset of the widespread recognition of the impact that the COVID-19 virus is going to have on humanity, which
yeah.
started, you know, actually it began, although the administration in the USA at that point didn't admit to it or didn't say anything about it. It actually began in 2019, as early as November, December of 2019. But here's the question. So we can pretty much conclude that since the virus has had an impact on our society, on all of us around the world, that would have been holding true. You know, then we had mandatory lockdowns and businesses were closing and blah, blah, blah. But let me ask you this. Over the last 2 years, right? Which, well, let's call it what it is. Since the Biden administration has been in office, has there been a difference in life, in recognition, in over compared to the 4 years which preceded his administration? In your opinion,
well, I would say since Biden became president, I would think people have hope. People are more happy. People are more cheerful, going out, you know, shopping and enjoying life right now. You know, not stressing, really stressful. You know what I mean? That's how I see it.
Yeah.
I mean, but
I agree with you, and I haven't really given it all that much thought. I don't really pay attention to COVID. You know, it was funny because my daughter came back from New York from college for Christmas break and, you know, with the mask and the whole thing and really, really, really concerned about the Omicron. What's the Omicron? What's it called? The
Omicron.
What's it called? The Omicron?
Omicron, yeah.
The Omicron? Yeah, the whatever it is. The new variant that I want to talk about in a minute because we've got a whole bunch of alerts and warnings put up about that and institutions bracing. But anyway, very, very concerned. And I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I got my triple dose of vaccines. You know, I got the two vaccines plus the booster. And I do what I'm supposed to do and wear a mask where I'm supposed to when I go to the food store or whatever. And life is... You know, I'm just living my life, and this is the way it is. And I'm not even paying any attention whatsoever to this virus. And I read the news, what's going on, how many it's affected. I know people are still getting sick and dying from it, but I'm just living my life, and I'm just going on. And I'm not even, you know, I'm vaccinated. If I get it, I know it's not going to make me real sick, or I'm not going to be in the hospital. In 99% likelihood that won't happen to me. You know, I might get it, might get some cold-like symptoms, but I'm not even worried about getting it. I'm not even concerned. It doesn't even cross my mind anymore. I never got a flu shot in my life, and I never thought about the flu. People get flu shots. I never got one. I never thought about the flu. I never got the flu. I never had it. I don't think about it. People running in during the winter getting the flu shots. Oh, get your flu shot. Flu shots offered here. Hey, get your flu shot. What the fuck? You know, a flu shot? Not in my world. And that is how, just speaking for me personally, that is how I have been with the coronavirus since, you know, I don't know, since I guess over a period of time after I got vaccinated. Life just is life, and that's what you do. And, you know, I can't tour as a musician anymore. I'm not going, and I'm like, okay, life is what it is. You deal with the cards you're dealt, and you make your life what it can be. And you go on. You wake up every day and you say, "What? How am I going to make today happen?" You know, and you do it. I don't care.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You know what I mean?
Once you get vaccinated, I'm sorry.
That's right. That's okay, darling.
Once you get vaccinated, Once you get vaccinated, you feel like unstoppable now. You feel like I'm protected, and now I could go everywhere.
Yeah, you do feel like that. I've only had flu, I think, once or twice in my entire life, and that was enough for me. And I you know, it wasn't that hard to deal with, and I don't doubt that the older you get, obviously, the more it can really affect you. But I've never had a flu vaccination. I've just been offered one in the past several weeks, and I think it's, you know, extra precaution. I was offered one last year, which they didn't really offer to my age group back then. So, you know, I don't want to have that on top of the COVID shot as well, because I hear it can really knock you for six having both. So what I'm doing is I'm just having my booster shot tomorrow, and I'm going to skip the flu vaccine. I'm pretty confident in – thank you, darling. I'm pretty confident in – the whole flu situation. I don't know why. I just am. I'm pretty much like Andy in that respect, I guess. But yeah, I mean, in terms of how that has all affected this whole Christmas thing, dramatically. And maybe that's part of the reason.
Right.
I don't feel all that Christmas spirit. It's because we're all hesitating, not knowing if rules are going to change, you know, if somebody's going to have COVID. We can't relax. We can't truly relax because things are always changing up.
You know, it's interesting. I was driving yesterday. I went to go pull into a Tesla charging station to charge my car, and the charging stations are Tesla located at really great places, like in shopping malls and centers and places where you can, you know, browse stores and cafes, or like parking lots or garages at big malls or entertainment complexes. And so I pulled in, and I found a Tesla charging stall, and, you know, they have dedicated places for Tesla. But as I'm driving around the parking lot of this mall up in near Oxnard, I don't know, somewhere up there, in California, folks, I noticed that the mall itself was absolutely packed with cars. I mean, you couldn't get a parking space. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, yeah. Oh, it's Christmas. People are out there Christmas shopping. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, what? Real? Huh? It didn't even dawn on me. I'm like, why are they doing this?
Yeah.
They happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year you couldn't even find
a car in the mall, but now it's like
right. It's
back to normal. It seemed like
it kind of is here, although everybody's gone chaotic because where Boris Johnson was saying, "Oh yeah, you know, we're probably not going to have the stock this year, but don't panic about it. We're going to try and get everything we need." Of course, what did people do? They went out and they've been panic buying. So a lot of the Christmas stuff, as soon as it was put out back in late September. Early October, that's it. It was starting to sell out already, and some of the shelves are just wiped clean of Christmas stuff. Even just things like chocolates and stuff that they come out with at Christmas, a lot of that's been just wiped. And so they're constantly trying to refill the shelves and keep up with that demand at the moment because people are panicking. And then we've got this whole thing now that they're saying they could be bringing in harsher measures because of this new variant that's increasing dramatically here. So now everybody's going to be like, oh, great, here we go. We're not going to have another decent Christmas again. But that's going to be expected. And it wouldn't surprise me if the same thing happens next year as well, but not as bad. But it's just the time of year, and this happened last year. As soon as it hits this time of year, everything gets worse with flus, everything. So it's to be expected. But again, like the whole Christmas spirit thing, I can walk through the town centre, and it's not the same as it was several years ago because everything is just so much more edgy. There's not as many beautiful displays. There hasn't been the funding there for stores to really put out, you know, all the wonderful, magical things. They've tried their best where the economy's been, you know, hit so badly. But, you know, we've got the Christmas market. That's about as Christmassy as it gets. The Christmas lights in the town are really kind of shameful. I'm sorry to say, but they are. And they claim to have spent more money on the Christmas lights this year. And they're just nothing. You guys would be shocked if you walked through this town and you saw the lights. You'd be like, oh, my God, really? Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's not that good. No. It's not that good. But it's just not there. You know, the whole feeling is just not there like it should be. And I think we've got so many variables there that just say, you know, well, this is why, and this is why, and this is why, but we're all trying so hard. You can see everybody trying so hard. I mean, like I said to you boys early on the earlier shows, everybody was putting their lights out and stuff in November, sometimes early November, because we just wanted to get on and have that feeling, that positive feeling. Yeah, and it's just, we're struggling. It's like, where is it? Where can we find it? We need it right now. And
I drive around, first of all, you know, being from the East Coast, you know, it rarely snowed around Christmas time anyway, but being from the East Coast, what would be colder and more, you know, feeling like Christmas in the air and the lights, and sometimes you'd have a light dusting of snow or ice on the ground and all these homes of lights. And out here in California, you drive around, since I've been here, what, I think 6 years now or something, and you drive around this time of year, people's houses. I just, you know, there's something. It's 75 degrees outside.
Yeah.
80.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to school. I'm going years ago.
It's too
hot. Well, no,
Falls.
I went to school, and then later I went to school in Florida, and then moved down. Well, I worked down in Florida, lived there for a while, off and on for quite a while, back and forth. I love Florida. I never thought, you know, I love the warm weather. Although I went home for Christmas every year, I never. You know, if Christmas lights would come up in Florida, it was kind of weird, but I was still back in Philadelphia, where I'm from, for the holidays, and it felt like, yeah, hey, Christmas spirit. Out here, I think it's a double whammy that it's still weird for me to drive around and see Christmas lights, and they were like a Cornell, like, you know, you guys were saying, it's people put them up earlier, they're trying to bite into that season feeling, and it seemed like they did go up earlier this year. But just driving around, I just don't know if there's this – maybe me, you know, it could be me, but my overall feeling And I'm sensitive to that. You know, I'm sensitive to that. My overall feeling in the air is that the spirit just isn't what it would typically be. And, you know, there's so many issues, you know, we're dealing with right now around the world, including the Build Back Better here in America, the coronavirus, the insurrection investigation here. You know, and then you've got Bart's bad enough there with his holiday parties, spreader events.
I just laugh every time I hear that name, Boris Spedinov.
So there's just so many, you know, and we've got, you know, just, you know, there's issues there's that we've all been keenly aware, I think, and this I might not, this is just my assessment, doesn't mean it's the right assessment, you know. I just think that we've been keenly aware of because we've all been enclosed in more, you know, and we're more are alert as to what's going on in the outside world because our own lives have been so closed off in so many respects that maybe the population, to some degree, and it could be varying degrees depending on who and where and everything else, has been more aware of what's going on in the external environment because of their own lives of being more closed in, and they're more aware, alert, and there's more. And also, thanks to the previous administration in this country, our country has been severely divided. There's been more hate. There's been more, you know, it's just been a mess, and we're mending, I think. We're on a mend, but you know, that's just my take, and I don't want to be a spirit party pooper. I think those that are who are enjoying the Christmas spirit and into the holidays, and I know I'll get there. I always do. I know. I need to get a tree. I'll get the tree and all that stuff, and we'll be up and running, and I'll be, hey, ho, 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 hello there.
Andy, don't tell me you gonna get the tree when it's when it's Easter.
I get a special deal. You know, I get a special deal if I buy it after Christmas.
Oh, excellent!
You get the red coupon, right?
Usually they just give me a couple. Here, take this. Take it.
Please take them on my lot.
It goes to future past.
But yes. You know,
experience the past.
I hear holiday music not too often, but I hear holiday music, and it just for some reason it just doesn't sit with me. I'm like, oh, you know, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
All the birds, well, give me a break. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear Let me hear New York, New York. Let me hear some music from Les Mis. Let me hear, you know, some Jackson Brown and James, you know, whatever. You know.
Jingle bells.
Give me a break.
I thought you said Dingle Bells.
I've been playing Osborne Christmas.
Dingle Bells.
Dingle Bells all the way.
Yeah, we should. I don't want to make this the anti-Christmas show because, believe me, I'm a believer in the spirit of Christmas. I have no religious attachment to the holiday whatsoever, zero. But I have a cultural spirit. Christmas. It's something to give and to be joyous and to sit back and enjoy a cup of coffee or tea or cider or whatever, or your favorite cognac with some friends and just sit back and relax and puff on a cigar if that's what you're into, or whatever, or puff on whatever else you like to puff on. And enjoy the eggnog and enjoy times with friends and family and hang out, and that's what it is to me. It has no religious connotation whatsoever in my world, which is okay. But I've had Christmas trees growing up. I'm Jewish. We've had Christmas trees growing up, not every year, but we had. We have Christmas trees we have a Jewish family, although I'm married to a big Catholic family, and we have
Christmas trees. I grew up.
You growing?
Yeah, like, I was over last week.
Many memorable Christmas. My parents used to give the three of us, you know, these great big piles of toys and Christmas gifts. I remember my brother waking up at 3 a.m. to go down and take a peek, and then coming back up, oh my god. And we wake up Christmas morning, we're all kids, and we celebrated. We never celebrated Hanukkah growing up. We never did. We celebrated Christmas every year.
Yeah.
And my parents are both Jewish. I grew up in a Jewish family, not religiously Jewish. We had no really belief in the religion thing, but we grew up with Santa Claus, you know, and candy canes and Christmas gifts and New Year's and on Easter, my grandparents, you know, were a Jewish family. My grandparents, all Jewish, all year round, would bring over Easter bunnies and chocolate Easter bunnies, and we used to get Easter eggs And that's what Easter was to me, is Easter bunnies and chocolate. It wasn't, I don't even know, to this day, I'm...
White chocolate, right?
No, it's actually black chocolate.
Hey, it is a weird question for you, because I know some lights can be different in the US than they can in the UK. Don't ask me why, but I think they are. But back in the day when we were kids, we used to have the old style Christmas lights where, you know, you'd have to change the bulbs if one of them shorted or whatever like that. And we used to have them on the tree, obviously, but they have different shapes, like plastic shapes that you could fit on the ends of these bulbs to create all sorts of things like snowflakes or like flowers or whatever it was. But there was such a unique glow about those lights. They were magical. I remember the Christmas tree used to look so incredibly pretty with all the colors because of these old style bulbs and the shapes. Nowadays, where they got these new LEDs, my goodness, they're that bright that I think they take away from the actual glow, the beautiful essence of how it looks. And that sounds really weird to say, but...
Hey, Amanda, every Friday when I drink that booze, that's how my
you get that glow, that haze. Is it a purple haze by any chance?
My teeth look like that every Friday night.
So, Amanda, what do you and family do over Christmas? Anything special traditionally that you've, you know, a family tradition that maintains?
I think we're just like pretty much... Most families, we tend to, because over here in the UK, I mentioned a few times about having Boxing Day, which is your birthday, Andy, isn't it? Because your birthday is the day after Christmas Day, right?
Yep.
Over here in the UK, we have Boxing Day, and I've explained it before, but anybody who's listening, who's just joined the show, basically Boxing Day is an old tradition that originated, I think, from the 1800s, where the rich families who had like the nannies and the servants and that kind of thing, what they used to do was if any leftover gifts of like food or whatever that the family didn't eat or other items, they used to box up and they would give it out to people on the streets who would come knocking on the doors asking for any food and things like that. So they traditionally called it Boxing Day, and since then it's stuck with us here in the UK. So our family tends to get together Christmas Day, and because, you know, the family's kind of spread out, we have a certain amount of us celebrating Christmas Day together with a turkey and all the trimmings and all the good stuff. And as kids, we were, you know, we'd open our presents in the morning when we got up because we just couldn't wait. Some families I know like to do it after dinner in the afternoon or make their kids wait till the evening. But then we have Boxing Day, which is we don't really follow that tradition of gifting a box to the poor, but I think there's a lot of people who do actually go out there and do that, and I think that's a wonderful thing for the homeless. And I remember one Christmas we did that. We went out and we cooked up a load of food, and we went around to the homeless who were sat there freezing on the street. Said, "Look, here's a hot meal. I know it's not much, but we just want to give you something." And hoping that they didn't feel, you know, intimidated or thought we were just trying to do it to make ourselves feel good. We just wanted to help and almost honor that tradition. And so, you know, families here on Boxing Day is kind of like watch movies that they put on TV, all the Christmas stuff and all the cool movies that TV seems to show. Maybe have some leftovers from Christmas Day. And get some more different family members or friends to gather together. So it's
That's
kind of
awesome.
Like a couple of days of celebration rather than just one day and then moving on. So, yeah, it's
really
nice. Yeah, I really enjoy
really
it.
It's really nice, man.
How about you, Cornell? What do you guys do, Cornell? What do you, what's your
tradition? Me and my family, actually, since the COVID situation, I haven't really seen my family. But back in the, before the, you know, COVID happened, we all used to get together, eat and everything, and throw bottles at each other.
That's Joe Bottle.
No, but no, I'm just joking.
Were they still all empty by any chance?
We watch one of my favorite movies is that I usually watch and the family usually watch together is Mr. Grinch. And I really love
it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, watch that.
Yeah.
Watch that, watch some Christmas, you know, Christmas movies and sit down and play cards or play checkers or chess and just, you know, you know, drink some wine and, you know, just relax.
I love that. I love that.
And
I
talk about other people in the family.
You know, board games are so underrated as well, aren't they? Because a lot of people, I mean, here in the UK, we like to play board games, and Monopoly seems to be a big favorite over here.
Yes.
Yeah, that's like one of the biggest favorites.
Same here.
But we do play like card games and
you?
Stuff.
Well, I was going to ask one more question. Well, how about me? You know,
this issue is under investigation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Cornell. I definitely don't want to ask. Yes.
Cornell,
yes.
Here's a question.
Why was Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer relieved of his command?
Because he didn't measure up when he seen the doctor.
Ding, 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 ding.
Why was Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer relieved of his command?
Amanda?
Oh, well, that depends what his command was. If it was a naughty command, then I'm not surprised he was relieved.
You guys are not serious.
Yes, pretty much.
You really have to. Can you please tell us?
I'm gonna. What we're gonna do is just for kicks. I'm kind of looking at some of the things we created in 2021. Some of the audio clips, which we might actually clear out and make room for new ones in 2022. We're able to keep some of the ones because they're funny. But I'm gonna play an audio clip that goes back to November. No, it's got to be before November.
Wow.
Maybe November 2020. I don't remember. Anyway, I want to play this. This is a interview that our show here, Coast to Coast, Andy Mander Show, we were able to send one of our field reporters to a Trump press conference, and we were able to have a candid interview with the former president when I think he was still president. Yeah, he was still president at the time, obviously. So it's a former clip that we've had on the show, which is kind of funny. I'm going to play it now. Let's take a listen.
Awesome. Let's go.
Let's go. Maybe not. Here we go.
Ever served in a forward area?
Don't ask me. Ask China that question.
Ever put your life in another man's hands?
You see, he said he was going to ask a very simple, easy question. And it's not. It's not. Not a simple question. Not a fair question.
We follow orders, son.
Okay, sit down. I understand the rest of your question. So here's the story, folks. Number one, I am the least anti-Semitic person that you've ever seen in your entire life. Number two, racism, the least racist person. In fact, we did very well relative to other people running as a Republican. Quiet, quiet, quiet. See, he lied about he was going to get up and ask a very straight, simple question. So, you know.
Are we clear?
Wait. I know who you are. Just wait.
You snotty little bastard.
See, I know when I should get good and when I should get bad. And sometimes I'll say, wow, that's going to be a great story. And I'll get killed. I know what's good and bad. I'd be a pretty good reporter, not as good as you.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
How much longer should we stay here, folks?
Ever served in a forward area?
I want to find a friendly reporter.
You can't handle the truth.
Listen, this is the way it is.
You snotty little bastard.
The public isn't, you know, they read newspapers, they see television, they watch. They don't know if it's true or false.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Hey, you guys remember that one?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes. It was
I can once
forget. November 2020, November the 6th.
And then we have Donald Trump announcing to the country behind the podium upon the onset of the coronavirus. Let's listen.
Four carriers of the plague who will infect their miserable brethren.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I am Dracula, and I welcome you to my house.
Thank you.
I've got a good question for you.
Go ahead.
Question. mm-hmm. for both of you, okay? Mm-hmm. What has been the highlight of your year this year in 2021? Wow, it's the responses are overwhelming, guys.
Let me see. It would either be the first, the second. I think. Well, I got to tell you this: that this show has definitely been. I think the show has been the highlight of my year.
I was going to say, because I always look forward to doing the show, in all fairness, but I think...
Me too.
I don't know. I think it's hard to pinpoint because, for me, this year has been so chaotic.
Well, to me, it was having friends like you guys to talk to.
No, my darling.
That's
absolutely. That's lovely.
I got
yeah,
it.
I would agree with
me,
that.
For me, I know what it was for me. So.
Oh,
hey, Andy, we said 2021, not 1997.
Nicely played, Mr. Butler. Oh, bless him.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy's so quiet now. Oh, bless.
Is it true, do girls not masturbate, or do girls masturbate?
Oh my gosh, we are settling this right now. Yes, we do. If you don't, you are lying, because every girl does. And you know what? Seriously, if you don't, you're missing out on a great orgasm, because honestly, mm-hmm. once you do, you know the spots, so you can tell the guy, teach him.
Yeah,
so
you can treat yourself better than yourself.
These people are sick. They want to do it very quickly. And add me into the group if you don't mind.
Like that.
Oh my gosh,
man,
I think you know your body.
You don't mind.
Shut up and drink your gin.
Oh, yes.
That sounds like a plan, actually. Although I think I'd like some tequila right now, or a beer or something like that.
Hey,
well,
hey,
Cornell,
Cornell, you there?
Yeah.
You there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm just making sure.
You made $3.5 million.
Not me. Not me. You don't say that.
Hey, Amanda.
Yes.
You got to pick a pocket or two.
You go from one extreme to the other.
Andy, how did you know that's what I've been doing?
Well, you know.
And you do live very well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. That guy, mm-hmm. who is that guy and what does he say? What do he be saying?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little.
And your little,
fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be a good show. Asking each other questions, and then you got to fill in the blanks. The other person's got to answer.
Yes.
Who am I? Why am I here?
Okay, is that at the start of it? Do Cornell and I have to fill in
that
the blanks of who you are? Okay, Cornell, we need to get creative.
Okay,
yes, definitely. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. True.
You are...
Amazing.
So, guys, I'm going to ask you guys the question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so when are y'all getting married?
Oh, you mean Andy and I?
Yeah.
That's what we were.
Wait, I thought we already were.
We just have to have a formal... Yeah, we are. We've been. But the thing is, we kept it between us. We haven't had the formal, you know, the invitations and the party and the celebration, you know, but we're gonna do that. We have to do it online.
Yeah.
But when we announce it, when we have the formal announcing, people are gonna be, it's gonna be kind of crazy.
People will be dancing, literally dancing, celebrating in the street, making out, having sex, parading.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like Vegas.
I was going to say, that's some kind of wedding. Wow.
Yes. I'm definitely coming to that wedding.
Wow.
Yeah. What's
you like to dress up like a woman?
Oh. Good for you.
But, you know, because after all...
Would you rather have a man?
I got a bit of lipstick you can borrow, you know, some blush, concealer. Get you looking good in no time.
Yeah. Well, we need, you know, it's going to be a nice holiday
if you
time. We're going to be
lean back and relax.
That's what we're going to all try to do here at the Andy and Amanda Show.
Oh,
gonna...
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's
definitely.
Time to make this year a little special, I think. Even if we got this variant causing chaos again, I think I need to make it special
it's,
for me
it's
personally.
Cause it's been crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
It has. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not
it's
so.
Okay, people.
Andy, is that your backyard?
Yeah, those birds have brought quite a cry to them, darling.
Yes.
Do you know?
Ooh.
Do you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that?
Somebody talking about the Obamacron.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Is it interesting?
No.
Oh.
The difference between the what's not the Obamacron. What's to me? You know, I think they should do because it's Obamacare, Obamacron, Obama. You know, I think it would be kind of cool if we just went through life and figured out how many things can we put Obama in front of. Let's blame him for everything we do in life. Like how many, you know, the Obama, the new Obama Oreo cookie, the Obama Oreo. The Obama Bowl, the Super Bowl, not called the Obama Bowl.
Ooh, yeah, can have some real fun with that. Although there's some things you just, yeah.
But they're saying, you know, they really are saying about the that new variant. What is it? It's called the Aramacon, the orangutan. The get it straight. The Omicron, please. Is that what it is?
Yes. The Omicron,
yeah.
You got it.
Oh, my God. The Omni or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But they say there's
yeah.
going to be there's going to be a huge spike in cases in the upcoming weeks. But those who are vaccinated and unvaccinated will have a stark difference in experience with handling that variant. That's what is up there now, you know.
Although they're
That's
saying here that the two vaccinations that we've had previously mm-hmm. won't hold up to this new variant, that it's going to be the booster shot that's going to be the tipping point for us, because with the booster shot we're only 70% protected from this new variant. That's what they're claiming.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's what they're claiming. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but they're saying like we've got like 90,000 cases at the moment a day.
Hang on.
I don't want to say that just in case it's wrong. I'm sure that's what I read earlier. I could be wrong. Hang on. Or maybe they're saying they're going to get up to... No, ignore me. Not a day. What a plonker. It says 91,743 were reported today. It's the second highest daily total. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, on
you
record.
Know, here's my concern.
Yeah.
Here's my concern. If you're unvaccinated, we, the Andy and Amanda Show, we're truly worried about you. Because you stand an incredible high risk of being hospitalized or God, losing your life to this virus. And it's quite significant if you're unvaccinated. And that is not just somebody saying that. That is not just bullshit. That is just not conspiracy theory. That is not a hoax created by the government or governments around the world to try to control the population. It's true. It's fact. It's real. And
yeah.
For those who don't get vaccinated, Tia, that's all I can tell you. There's nothing more we can do. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they're saying that hospital admissions could reach 3,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want, you know, everybody to be safe.
I'm going to Mars.
yeah, right? And the thing is, though, although the unvaccinated are getting the majority of the blame here, we still haven't taken responsibility for vaccinating the third world countries who need it the most as well. Because
not everyone was aware of the incessant march of progress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those countries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We
that's
need to
scary,
sort that
guys.
Out. Yeah.
It is.
Oh,
it is.
Man.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're going to wind down
thank
the show.
Thank you for allowing me to come into your living room.
Yes.
Ooh, or where, everywhere else are listening.
Yeah, wherever you might be. You know, I'll tell
these
you.
These shows are so phony.
Yeah.
Everybody's laughing.
That's right. That's right.
Everything is a laugh here in America.
That's
ain't
right.
Nobody's serious. People hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. I'm hungry right now. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry for laughing, but he's like, you know, everybody's thinking everything is funny, man. People are hungry, man. What the fuck you want to do? Y'all radio station ain't shit, man. I tell you. What the fuck we doing? Andy and Amanda, that's all they talking about, man. I'm tired of this little shit, man. What the fuck we going to do?
Oh, you know. I wish somebody would shut him the fuck up.
Oh. Oh. Burn.
Just shut this motherfucker up, please. I'm sick and tired of that motherfucker. That motherfucker's making white. I'm tired of you. You're not black.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess we're about ready to wrap up this episode of the Andy and Amanda Show here, folks. We're about out of time. It's been a fun hour. And, you know, we're trying to
be. He's full of shit.
No, really. It's.
Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, really. You know.
Every man and woman must be prepared to put his best effort into the job.
And we
so
do,
get
we
your Christmas
crazy.
Tree up before
yes,
Christmas.
Right?
Yeah. But,
yeah.
You know, gosh, this year's almost up. You know, we do have another
uh-oh.
Show to do before our break.
Uh-oh, not him.
What we're going to do.
There's a heavy
breather
on the
him.
Line again. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's Darth Vader.
Here's what I just want to say, this one thing. We had last year a really fun Christmas show that we produced and we broadcast over our Blog Talk Radio format program. And what I'm going to try to do is hey, it was good. And we're going to, for those of you who weren't with us last year, I want you to be able to tune in during the week, and especially on the Friday time slot, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and listen to our special Christmas greeting to you, which is actually the same show we played last year, but it was good. So we're gonna reload it. That'll be our holiday gift card to you folks. A lot of fun stuff, a lot of fun music by some various singer songwriters. It's a good show. I don't remember it specifically offhand. I just remember it was really good and really fun. So I'm gonna find it and play it again. In the meantime, we gotta wind this show down. We're all out of time. We want invite everybody to tune back into our show, whether you're listening to the podcast or listening to us live here on Blog Talk Radio. And again, our number is 515-605-9888. We will be joining you live again Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if all goes well. And we have any technical hiccups and problems and things that we've had recently. Hopefully they'll be by the wayside. We'll be able to join you again on Wednesday. And we look forward to talking with everybody then. I know, Cornell, are you going to be with us Wednesday? I hope you can. Are you going to be joining us Wednesday?
Yes, I would love to be with you guys Wednesday.
Yes!
I would love to.
Close
because that would be the...
Yeah.
Yes, that will be our last show for the week. And then
for the year.
Vacation,
yeah.
Guys,
the year.
Right?
For
vacation.
The year. Yeah.
We've
yeah.
got
yeah.
to make
so,
it as
January
festive
first.
As possible.
Yeah.
Festive
we
as
do.
Possible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we do.
Definitely.
So we'll do that on Wednesday. And and given that, folks, hope you've had a good time hanging out with us. We've enjoyed doing this, and we look forward to doing it again on Wednesday. And without further ado, Amanda, why don't you take us home, and we'll see everybody next show.
Ho, ho, ho. Okay, let's do this. okay, that was cheesy. Okay, so let's start again.
Because
they've
been so cool,
on no, behalf
no.
of...
It's a Democrat hoax.
I got to see where this is going.
you know,
no time for sex.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
None.
Yes.
That's all we have to get out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just gonna
wash the girl right out of your hair.
I'm trying. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
But.
Oh my goodness. Oh wait. Wait a minute.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement.
Given that, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
What is your porn fantasy, man?
No, I'm just joking.
Oh, okay. You're a little small fuck. What?
She's a jerkist.
No, I don't know about that. Yeah.
I love that one. His voice sounds so funny on that clip.
He's a jerkist.
I don't want to have that.
Oh, that's your problem.
Okay.
I do. Yeah, really. You know, I was just going to say one more thing here, and that is, I wish everybody a very, very, very merry time, merry Christmas,
yeah.
And you know, and
the main thing is to get plenty of advice.
And we'll see you on Wednesday, and we are going to bring this show to an end. And people say, "What are you waiting for?" I actually don't know. I do.
What we're truly waiting for is Andy's twitchy fingers with the sign clips.
Every piece of Democratic legislation that comes across their path, the GOP have added yet another way to try and destroy the Biden presidency and sow chaos.
Anyway, we're you know. All right, we're out of here, folks.
Donald Trump is now asking supporters.
God, I'll tell you, can never get out of here. We're trying. We are really trying. I'm trying to play the goodbye. I'm trying to do the goodbye clip here.
Putin said Donald Trump is a genius. Putin called me a genius, by the way.
Vladimir Putin said Donald Trump is a genius. He's going to do very well. Putin.
Oh, God. All right. Got to go.
What, Andy, you press yourself down a corner?
Yes. All right. I'm almost done. Give me a sec. Okay, now I'm done. All right, now Amanda. Oh, that was good. That felt good.
Okay. So, I'll be...
These people
half...
are sick.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. She's thinking, can I really sign us off, Andy? Can I really get us out of here? Yeah, you really can, because
Republicans love it.
They do. Yeah.
Or a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Oh. I see.
Yes, he's very sweet.
We're going to do very well. We've done a great job.
We have.
And Amanda, you better hurry up. It's going to be a whole show.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the way it is.
Hurry up. His hand got the best. What I say is what I
say. Yeah. Oh yeah. All right, we're really going to get out of here now. I'm sorry. It's, you know, we got all these interruptions, these crazy interruptions. But we are finished now. We're ready to get off the air. Ready to bring the show to close. People who are listening to the podcast, welcome aboard. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Tune into the Andy and Amanda Show. We'll see you Wednesday. And Amanda, that being said, officially you can now end the show.
Okay, so on behalf of Andy Kimball in California Hollywood and his wonderful sound clips that keep interrupting me always on the show.
She is not the one.
Oh, no, Amanda.
Oh, no.
He's the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh.
I can't follow the logic on that at all.
Call Al Butler. Call in
the
animal
coordinator.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here I come to see the day.
No.
All right.
Thank you to you guys for
really
listening
hard
to the show.
His hands are possessed.
You know what? We're done. We're
you
over. Bye.
Bye.
I'm gonna go grab a beer.
I'm out of here too. All right, folks. I'm sorry. Yeah, we are truly done, folks. We'll see you on Wednesday. Take care. All the best, and enjoy the season, man. Enjoy the season. Really do. We'll see you. See you Wednesday.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.